KIRX, everything that rocks.
Hey, doggy.
Yeehaw.
Good morning.
It's
Get her done.
Get her done. I haven't heard that in a while. It is the Plan B Morning Show, and it is time for your topic of the day, as always brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant, and Specialite is growing, and they want to grow with you. So check them out, Specialite, right here, Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what's a silly thing that you get overly paranoid about? All right? And you just can't help it. Not really worth getting paranoid about, but you get paranoid about.
I'll tell you mine, man. You know, I don't think it's silly, but I think a lot of people might.
Yeah.
I know you think it's silly, maybe a little bit. Dude, I'm scared of that supernova. I'm telling you, there's going to be a sun, a universe away that explodes, and it's just going to be lights out, guys. I'm telling you. It's going to happen. Well, one nice thing, though, is nobody's going to be able, nobody's going to feel it.
Yeah.
There's going to be no warning. It's just going to lights out.
See, so what are you worried about then? If there's nothing
you can do about it. I don't want it to happen.
Well, yeah, none of us. I don't think there's anybody sitting there going like, yeah, I hope that happens. I hope the sun explodes and we're dead. No. So, but here's the thing, though, is that.
It's not silly. I guess you're right.
You know, it's just that you got nothing to worry about, buddy. You won't even know that it happens.
I wonder if it be able to hold anybody's hand, man.
Please. The only reason you'll notice that
is because I'm going to be on the toilet going number two at the time. It's like the word.
That's the way to go. That's the way to go. When your body is vaporized, that's a good spot to be. The only way you'll know is because you're going to wake up and Satan's going to be there, welcome, Hunter.
Oh, God. No, it happened.
No. Damn it. Come on.
No, that's just Brock dressed up in a Satan suit.
Yeah, kidding, man. Come on, let's get in here. Heaven's got a great bar. That's a good one. But like I said, buddy, you got nothing to worry about, okay? All just because right. You're not going to know.
Noivus.
Be paranoid about something else. That's a good one. A silly thing that I'm always paranoid about, and I guess maybe, again, silly's not a good word. Dude, I am always paranoid whenever we take a trip that our house is going to get broken to. Always. You know, we live in a fine area. But it's like almost to the point where like I have to double check all the doors. I have to make sure the little alarm's on. Like I'll click it on, click it off, click it on, test it, click it off. Like, all right, double check that door. And God forbid, Kiki says, hey, did you lock the side door as we're pulling out of the driveway? Because even though I know I did, I have to get out and double check and then go check the front door, go check the back door.
Nobody's going to go and steal your fishing gear. You can relax.
I get so paranoid about our house getting broken into. Like it's
you'd
terrifying.
Have gold bars laying around your house. My God, is the fishing gear still there?
Like the gold is fine. The gold is fine. We can get more gold. It's the fishing gear. But yeah, it almost ruins the beginning of the trip. I have to. It takes like a day or two before I just stop thinking about it. But yeah, I get very paranoid.
You know what I'm
going to
do? You know what I'm going to do? Next time you take a trip, I'm going to hire somebody to dress up like Marv and Harry from Home Alone and circle your house the week before.
You bastard. Honey, have you seen that white van that's been sitting out front of the house like the last few days? What the hell's going on?
Snakes. I know that name, snakes.
So, yeah, that's what I do get overly paranoid about. And Kiki, honestly, Kiki could just, she wouldn't care if we left the doors unlocked. She'd be like, that's fine, whatever. You know, yeah. Like, no, lock everything up.
Air the house out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Good God, man. Good God. So. All right,
that's
so
a good one, though.
Supernovas and burglars. That's what you and I got going on right now.
Nervous.
So nervous. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's a silly thing that you get overly paranoid about? Mm-hmm. Comment on Facebook or give us a call. We'll have your answers when we come back. Stick around.
I'm freaking out, man.
Freaking out, man. All righty. Good morning. 748, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right, it's time for your topic of the day. As always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What's a silly thing that you get overly paranoid about? Oh, God. We got some great answers on Facebook. Brandon said, for some reason, after my gas gauge drops below an eighth of a tank, I get paranoid that at any second, that could be the time that the gas runs out.
We're going to be stranded.
Oh, we got to get filled up. Oh, God.
Does get a little nerve wracking, but
does.
You know, push that needle.
Yeah, just see what your
That's
vehicle
what I
can do. See, I can't really do that anymore because I got that new dashboard on my truck that doesn't match up, so I lost my, like, miles. That's really changed now because of the miles-to-empty gauge that a lot of new cars have. You can really push that gas gauge, and I know that because my wife does it all the time.
You know, one silly thing, I guess it has to do with vehicles that I get a little nervous about. When you're on GPS, I'm scared I'm going to miss the exit, and I'm going to have to go, like, 50 miles to get back to it. You know, I'm always like, overly checking the GPS to make sure I don't miss the exit.
You know how you avoid that? Just print off some maps and then you'll be fine.
Nah, you shut up. No, get out of here, Mr. MapQuest.
Or just drive right through the median if you miss the exit. That's what I'll go through that ditch. I'll just go through that ditch.
Use the authorized lane, the authorized vehicles lane. You use that, huh?
I do that all the time. Come on. The fact that they don't have quick little turnarounds is BS, man.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, exactly.
I just know that the moment I pull into one of those things, whoop!
That actually, not terribly long ago, when I was driving back to Wisconsin, I saw it coming, this massive backup, and I was right at the end, and I was right by one of those turnarounds. I'm getting ready to turn. This cop just happens to be coming down the way. Stops me. He's like, no, go back. And I'm like, come on. Look, there's an exit right there. I'm not, nope, get back in line. Then I got stuck.
Come on!
I was pissed. Anyway. I know it's for emergency use only, whatever. That was an emergency. I was going to be stuck in that line. Let's see. Celeste said, when I'm driving and doing absolutely nothing wrong at all, but there's a cop behind me, I think everyone gets paranoid about that. For some reason, we all get paranoid. Like, I mean, my grandmother automatically thinks that, oh, no, there's a like 10 kilos of cocaine in the back of her car, even though she's done nothing wrong if there's a cop behind her. Like, oh, God, this is it. They're going to find out something that I did, that I didn't know I did.
Butt-puckering moment. It's like, do you have something? Oh, what do I have on my record? Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
But I'm still nervous.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, you're right.
Let's see. Sadie had a good one, a silly thing that she gets overly paranoid about. When someone knocks on my door, even though I know they're coming over. Ah! What the hell's that? Oh, it's you.
Well, how about the phantom knock? The knock that you don't know who's going to be at the door.
That's even worse. That's even worse because you automatically assume it's going to be like some murderer, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is it. This is how I die.
The cops.
Yeah, it's right there. That's it.
Dude, why'd you knock like a cop, man?
Yeah, that was a cop knock, man. You scared me. You scared me. Let's see. Brittany said running up the basement stairs. We all have that.
Down here.
I do that here at the radio station because I use the turlet downstairs because that's the clean one.
It's dark.
Every time, man. I definitely go a lot faster up the stairs than I do down the stairs going to it. let's see.
What is the stove talking to you, Kevin McAllister?
Yeah. The furnace is scary down there, man. It makes a lot of noise.
The furnace. Yeah.
Shut up. What's a silly thing you get overly paranoid about? Sherry said, when the boss says, I need to talk to you. How about when anybody says, I need to talk to you?
Hey, we need to talk.
Yeah.
We'll meet. And I hate it when they egg it on. Like, hey, tomorrow, we got to have a talk tomorrow. Just tell me an hour before.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Make me think about it all day. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Let's see. Nick said, my dog barking out the window at night. Yeah, that'll freak you out. Or just in the house. Like, sometimes the dogs will just, like, growl at nothing. You're like, all right, you're obviously seeing a ghost or something. So.
All right, where's the shotgun? All right, I'm safe. That's what I would, you know, your dog barking, you're like, something's happening.
Yeah.
Where's the gun?
It's never close enough, though. It's always just far enough away where you don't have time to get it before the murderer gets you.
You keep your gun loaded?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Safety, huh?
No, safety usually is on because that click of the button.
That's a
but
good
no.
thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah. That and twos because Kiki's always playing with it, just rooting, tooting, shooting it in there. I'm like, stop it. Bullets are expensive. let's see. Gathright had a good one. Police sirens in a song. That's actually illegal now. You can't do that anymore. You can't have it in like songs or commercials, I don't believe. So Robert said spiders and babies make him overly paranoid. What are you paranoid about babies for?
Seen the movie Chucky too many times.
That baby's up to something, man. I don't trust that little
spiders, though. Yeah.
Why are you scared of spiders? You can smush spiders. Why are you paranoid with spiders? I tell you what, I'm more paranoid of the spiders I can't see. If I can see a spider, it's fine. I know where he's at. So is that what scares you, spiders you can't see?
I don't know. It's just a creepy thing, dude.
What are you, 12-year-old girl?
I'm not terrified of them, but I'm not,
girl,
I'm not letting spiders, you know, roam up and down my arm. That's for sure.
I'm scared of those spiders. Oh, God.
Oh, shut up. You wouldn't let a spider roam up and down your arm either.
Absolutely, I would.
No,
come on
you
now.
Wouldn't.
Yeah.
You spiders. Always say that. You always say that, but you know what? Next time I'm gonna keep a spider. We're going to test this theory.
Do it. Yeah, let's
do it. You scream like a little girl.
Yeah, no, put the spider on me, and then I'll do what every normal person would do is you just squish the spider. Actually, spiders are pretty dope. I scared a mosquito into a spider net last night. It was fantastic. There's a mosquito flying around inside the living room, and I scared him into a spider.
Why are you killing the spiders, man? They're killing the mosquitoes. They're doing us good.
Well, yeah, that one was, and he was far enough away. We had a deal. I don't know. This is the dumbest conversation. I don't know why. We got off on a tangent.
How'd that conversation go?
I said, hey, Mr. Spider.
Hey.
What's
happening?
Yeah, you know, he had a very deep voice. It was like, whoa, you have a deep voice for a spider. Yeah, no.
Jeez, man.
Hey, why don't you scare that mosquito over here? I'm getting kind of hungry. All right, Mr.
Trying to make a web over here. Hey, what do you need?
Come on, hey.
You got a drink?
You keep that broom out of this corner over here, man. It's my...
Hey, keep that light on, would you?
Yeah, it's a little dark in here. What? So stupid. All right. On that note, we'll be back with more. Stick around.